two-part question. You skate in a country which loves figure skating, maybe above all things, and they love the pairs event, maybe above every other event. And I'm wondering how you feel about competing in that atmosphere and whether or not you'll consider marching in the opening ceremony, considering the proximity of your event to the opening ceremony.
I think there's a long history of figure skating in our country and a pair of skating in our country, and it's a huge honor to be here representing our country and that history, and it's a great feeling of pride and honor to be competing at the Olympic Games and the pair event for Canada, and it's everything I've wanted, right? It's humongous. As far as the opening ceremonies go, we're going to discuss that and kind of come up with a plan, but as far as I know, I think we're definitely not going to miss out on that opportunity. It's something special in the Olympic Games and potentially a once-in-a-lifetime chance that not many people get to have, so like Kristen said, we're here prepared to skate for programs and we're ready, so I don't think it'll really be too big of a deal for us.
I think, as to what you said about Canada having such a love for our sport, it's, I think, a huge honor that we get to have so much support from people back home because we're so far away from home, yet we know that so many people will be watching and cheering us on back home. Just like when we skate in our home country, it's amazing to have the crowd support us, and that feeling really helps Rudy and myself, I know. And so I think that this is just on a larger scale, and just because we're farther away and won't hear the cheers, we'll still have that feeling when we step onto the ice every time, knowing that we have an entire nation behind us. So I think that's a really big benefit for all of us. We'll clap via social media, yeah.
Additional questions?
Oh, Eric's going to answer that one too. Go ahead.
I think a large part of every athlete's Olympic dream is the opening ceremonies and marching in. And when we first saw the schedule, we saw how close the Paris competition was to the opening ceremonies. And right away, Megan said, well, I'm not missing that for anything. We're doing it. So that's kind of the attitude we feel with the opening ceremonies. We're really looking forward to it, and we're going to enjoy every moment.
Thank you so much. I'm Karina from the Olympic Villages newspaper. Can you say a couple of words about the Olympic Villages? How did you like them? It's the ghost of one, I suppose. And about your main emotional expectation of these games. Will they be special for you? Thank you so much.
I think that we all find the village pretty spectacular, what we've seen of it. It was really exciting to come in. It's like a little mini city put together for the athletes and the support staff. And we all find it amazing, and we find that the volunteers that are working here have been so wonderful and so friendly and all trying to speak English and be accommodating, and it's been really, really nice.
I think as to your feelings about the Olympics, I mean, it's a dream come true for so many athletes that we could be on a lake somewhere skating and we'd still just be blown away because of the magnitude of it all. We're all very excited to be here. This is all of our first Olympics, and so we're just excited and taking it all in as much as possible.